Hi, I'm Nicole. I was inquiring, are you planning on recognizing tribal sovereignty on a nation-to-nation basis based upon the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, which the U.S. had endorsed?
I'm going to have to look at it individually, and I will be doing that. A number of people have asked me, I will be doing that, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Ryan,
Katie?
What is your message to Republicans that haven't yet supported you, people like Susana Martinez? Do you have something to say to her directly?
No. My message is that we've had tremendous support from almost everybody. And even if you look at Congress, I mean, the support has been incredible. I spoke with Paul Ryan. We had a very good conversation. That's moving along. He's a good man. And we'll see how that all works out.
Can you elaborate on that?
No, it's just we had a very good talk.
That's one other question. Also in that Huffington Post article where...
I don't read the Huffington Post. Was there an article in the Huffington Post? Well, I'm sure he was misquoted because it is true. I didn't think they covered politics, the Huffington Post. Do they cover politics?
Apparently they do. You said that you were going to start softening your position on the Muslim ban. Is that true?
Well, we're going to look at a lot of different things, but we have a big problem. We have a radical Islamic terrorism problem. It's a worldwide problem, not just this country, and we have to find a solution. And we have to be vigilant, and we have to be tough and smart. We'll see what happens.
What do you think the federal government should have on regulating energy now that you're here at this petroleum conference?
I think the federal government should get out of the way. The federal government is in the way. We have so much potential energy that people wouldn't even believe it. In fact, my speech today is on energy. It's exactly what it was and is. The federal government, the regulations that they have, they put the coal miners out of business. The coal mines are shut. What they've done to the coal, what Hillary Clinton, she's worse than Obama. She actually openly said, I want to put the coal miners out of business. I want to put the coal mines out of business. Essentially, she's saying, I want to put the steel mills out of business. We're not going to have any businesses left. So Hillary is, I can't imagine how she could possibly do well in a place like Pennsylvania. She certainly didn't do very well in West Virginia. And, I think she made a big mistake, and she's catering to certain people, but I think ultimately jobs and these incredible people, the miners, they're incredible people. I asked a couple of them, why don't you go into some different profession? They said, because we love going after coal. I'll never forget the answer. You know, you think it's dangerous, and you're going deep down into these incredible crevices. I say, wow. But they love doing what they do. That's what they do. It's like me, you know, I grew up, my father was in real estate, I'm in real estate, and now I'm in politics. You wouldn't believe what happened. He's looking down saying, what happened? But with the coal miners, they love doing what they're doing. Hillary Clinton, and it's such an important product, Hillary Clinton should not be putting them out of business.
Mr. Trump, what about Elizabeth Warren?
Would you be for bringing more refineries here to the U.S. so we can become more energy independent?
I want to be energy independent, yes, absolutely. I want to be energy independent. And I haven't spoken to Harold about that, but I would say energy independence is what we all want. And we also want to sell our energy to other places that don't have the great natural resources that we have. Don't forget, through modern day technology, we found out that we're sitting on energy. I'm going to be talking about it in a minute. But that we're sitting on energy like nobody would believe. Mm-hmm. I want to be energy independent, and the answer is yes to your question.
Mr. Trump, Paul Ryan has still not endorsed you. What policy concessions are you willing to make in order to get his endorsement?
Well, we'll see what happens. We've had great conversations, and we'll see what happens.
Mr. Trump, do you still believe that, would you still want to ban all foreign Muslims from the United States on a temporary basis? Is that still your policy?
As of this moment, I am very unhappy. When I look at the world of radical Islam, I'm very unhappy with it. We're going to find a problem, and we're going to come up with a solution. Obama could never come up with a solution. Number one, he's incompetent. And number two, the solution just is never going to be out there for him. He won't even mention the words radical Islamic terrorism. I have many Muslim friends. They said to me, thank you. Thank you. This is a problem. It's a problem that has to get solved. And we have to have turn-ins. When you see people that are looking to do tremendous destruction, like in California with the 14 people killed.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Army's West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th annual Bakken Barbecue.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
The candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids in Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
On our front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million, too.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a 3-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.